Okay, excellent. I think we are live on stream. Eugene is here with us. Thanks for a great talk, Eugene. For the questions, people are welcome to post them on IRC or on the pad. And we will also open this big blue button room up in a few minutes if people want to join here and ask Eugene the questions directly. So yeah, thanks again, and take it away.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, I guess while we wait for some other audience questions to start trickling in, I wonder, not having yet watched your talk, obviously, because been behind the scenes, I wonder if your system works with like offline documentation as well, because I remember seeing earlier some other Haskell-related workflows where people would have downloaded the entirety of the Hackage documentations and be able to browse them locally when offline.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's one of the points of doing this of writing these packages. So the Haddock org documentation is meant for a generation of org files of these Haskell packages, so that you can have them locally on your computer rather than having to rely on Hackage. Which is online, like, which is on the web. The other one, HCEL, the Code Explorer, it's self-hosted. So all you need to do is to download like the packages you want to index, and then index them on the server or on the local host, and then then you can unplug your Ethernet cable and like explore Haskell code on your computer.
Nice. Thanks. That makes sense. Maybe another question while we wait for other questions from the audience. And again, not having had a chance to watch your talk yet, what do you think is the state of, I guess, integration of Haskell, both, I guess, the language, the packages, the tooling, all that stuff, integration with Emacs today in like 2022? Because I do have a Haskell background, but I haven't done much of it in a few years. And back when I do remember some pain points, including when trying to, integrate it into Emacs. So I do wonder what the general state of things are, if you could maybe answer, quickly, I guess, in not in great detail necessarily.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I haven't tried all the packages, Haskell related packages. I think the most prominent ones are like Haskell Mode and Haskell Language Server through language server packages like Eglot or LSP Mode. I mean, Haskell Mode is like it feels to me like a standard language mode where it offers font locking, syntax highlighting, I mean, and a REPL like Python mode, and limited documentation and cross references, which is that, as I mentioned, that's why I did this HCL package, and yeah, the language server is like it is also pretty standard, and offering all the language server things, most of them, I think, but it's very slow. It's slower than any other language server I've used, and it doesn't really work with cross package cross reference, which I also mentioned in the talk. So yeah, that's the two main packages I think people use most. I can't think of anything else that's very prominent.
Great, thanks.
Oh, okay. I just remembered there's also the Haskell TNG package, but I haven't looked into it yet. It's, if I remember correctly, it's like in the GNU Elp. Is it in GNU Elpa or non-GNU? Let me have a look. Right, it's also in non-GNU. Never mind. Yeah, I think it's a new up and coming Haskell major mode, an experimental rewrite of Haskell mode. That's the description.
Cool. And have you had a chance to maybe like play around with that a little bit and see like how it compares with the traditional, you know, the older, the existing Haskell mode?
No, I haven't yet.
Okay. One question that just occurred to me, I guess, about the state of literate Haskell and potential integration with org mode. I've actually haven't put too much thought into this, but it just occurred to me that Haskell, as you likely know, already has a literate Haskell mode with like .lhs files. And I was wondering, I guess, if you've tried maintaining or writing any projects in literate Haskell, at least not, if not entirely, then with a considerable amount of source code in that approach, and how it might compare, for example, to something like Babel, I guess, which is very much more documentation oriented, with like code blocks intermingled.
I'm afraid I haven't really used the Literate Haskell. I heard of it, and if I want to like write literate programming, I would go for Org Mode and Org Babel indeed first before the more language specific mode.
Right. That makes sense. I just thought it's interesting because Haskell is, I guess, one of the fewer languages where it actually does have its own literate mode, if you will. And yeah, there might be something interesting there to think about or try exploring at some point.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I will look into it.
Cool.
I'm reading about this Haskell TNG mode. It looks like it can also jump to definition outside of the project using uses a tool called HS Inspect, which is also a tool using the GHC API. Yeah, not sure how it is achieved though.
Brian. I think I have a question on IRC. Is the indexing faster? And when reindexing, would it be too slow to reindex on demand?
Sorry, what's the question again?
The question is the indexing faster when reindexing? Would it be too slow to reindex on demand? I think this might be for the other talk stream. I'm not entirely sure, so.
It sounds relevant to this talk, though.
in that case, sorry, I'm a little scatterbrained.
No, it's okay. Reindexing. I don't know actually. I haven't started implementing like on-demand reindexing yet. I'm still a bit hazy about whether it strictly requires recompiling when reindexing. But I do think it's the main workhorse of this process would be the GHC API compiling process, whether it can like avoid recompilation efficiently I think it can it has some optimization with recompilation ideally it should start using a bit less heavy compilation like this .hie files instead of compiling the whole thing, instead of requiring the compilation of the whole project using the whole pipeline. So HIE, I think, is more or less like the only the front end part. That's one of the thing, like main to-dos for this project, for the HCEL project, to replace the Cabal helper with the using .hie, but yeah, haven't looked into yet.
Awesome. Yeah, sounds interesting, and looking forward to it. I think we have about like less than a minute or so for the live Q&A. Of course, people are welcome to keep asking questions, whether on the pad or on IRC. And yeah, so after this Q&A concludes, this is our last talk of today. So, we would appreciate it if people would join us on the other, on the general stream for the closing remarks of today. And yeah, we'll still have tomorrow to look forward to, of course.
I see that EmacsConf just left. Does that mean the Q&A is over?
Yep, I believe so. So I think we should head on over to the Gen stream.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll go there as well. All right, thanks a lot for your questions.
Sounds good. Yep, and thank you, Yuchen, for your great talk. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You are currently the only person in this conference.